Bedtime Bites presents The Silver Crown of the Moonlit Queen. Once upon a time, in a forest where the trees whispered secrets and the streams sang lullabies, there lived a young deer named Fawn. Fawn had soft brown fur with white spots that glimmered like stars in the moonlight. Every night, she would gaze up at the sky, wondering about the mysteries that lay beyond the treetops. One evening, as Fawn was sipping water from a crystal-clear pond, she noticed something peculiar. The moon's reflection in the water wore a magnificent silver crown, adorned with twinkling jewels that sparkled like dewdrops. Fawn blinked in surprise, but when she looked up at the real moon in the sky, there was no crown to be seen. Curious and excited, Fawn asked her friend, Wise Owl, about the mysterious crown. Wise Owl ruffled his feathers and said, "Ah, young Fawn, what you've seen is the legendary silver crown of the Moonlit Queen. Legend has it that long ago, the Queen of the Night Sky lost her precious crown. It fell from the heavens and landed in our enchanted forest. Only a pure-hearted creature can find and return it to her." Fawn's eyes widened with wonder. "Do you think I could find the crown and return it to the Queen?" she asked. Wise Owl chuckled softly. "It won't be an easy task, dear Fawn. The crown is said to be hidden in the heart of the Whispering Willow, guarded by mischievous fireflies and playful shadows. But if anyone can do it, it's you." Determined to help the Moonlit Queen, Fawn set off on her adventure. She tiptoed through fields of sleeping flowers and crossed babbling brooks that giggled as she hopped from stone to stone. The forest seemed different at night, full of magic and mystery. As Fawn ventured deeper into the woods, she encountered a group of fireflies having a grand party. They danced and twirled, leaving trails of light in the air. "Excuse me," Fawn said politely. "I'm looking for the Whispering Willow. Can you help me?" The fireflies buzzed excitedly around her. "We know the way," they chimed in unison. "But first, you must join our dance. It's the only way to pass." Though she felt a bit shy, Fawn agreed. She pranced and twirled with the fireflies, her white spots glowing in the dark. The fireflies were so delighted by her dance that they formed an arrow of light, pointing the way to the Whispering Willow. Following their guidance, Fawn soon found herself face to face with the largest, most magical tree she had ever seen. Its branches swayed gently, even though there was no breeze, and its leaves seemed to murmur secrets. "Hello, Whispering Willow," Fawn said softly. "I've come to find the silver crown of the Moonlit Queen." The willow's branches rustled, and a gentle voice spoke. "Brave little Fawn, to claim the crown, you must prove your heart is pure. Tell me, why do you seek it?" Fawn thought for a moment and replied, "I want to return it to the Queen of the Night Sky. It belongs to her, and I'm sure she misses it very much. Everyone deserves to have what belongs to them." The Whispering Willow seemed to smile, its leaves shimmering. "Your heart is true, young Fawn. The crown is yours to return." Suddenly, a beam of moonlight broke through the willow's branches, illuminating a small hollow in its trunk. There, nestled on a bed of soft moss, lay the silver crown of the Moonlit Queen. Fawn carefully picked up the crown with her mouth, marveling at its beauty. But how would she return it to the sky? As if in answer to her unspoken question, a gentle breeze began to lift her off the ground. Higher and higher she floated, past the treetops and into the starry night sky. The moon grew larger and brighter, and soon Fawn found herself face to face with the Moonlit Queen herself. The queen was more beautiful than Fawn could have imagined, with hair made of starlight and eyes that twinkle